Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 through 9, Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 9. And today's message is titled, A Debt of Love. Hear the word of God from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 33, starting at verse 9. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways and he does not do so, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself. A reading from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10, beginning at the 8th verse. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child and had the little child stand among them, and he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name, welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the man through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out, throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. The Gospel of our Lord. Today's message is again titled, A Debt of Love. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From the 4th century liturgy of St. Chrysostom, let us pray. Lord God of inconceivable power, incomprehensible glory, immeasurable mercy, unspeakable kindness. Look on us in your tender love and show your rich mercy and compassion to us and those who pray with us. Amen. Three passages from Scripture we heard this morning. And I'm going to give you three words to help you remember these three passages. One word for each passage, and each word is central to the meaning of the passage. And I trust that the Holy Spirit that is here this morning, that Holy Spirit here this morning will etch the meaning of the passages into you. And I trust the Holy Spirit will take that meaning into your heart. So each person hearing these words will hear and grow in understanding and be changed by the Word of God this morning. Yes, that's a big introduction, but I'm trusting God will be doing something big with these words in your life. The three words: watchmen, love, and greatest. Watchmen comes from Ezekiel chapter 33. Love from Romans chapter 13. Greatest from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18. And these three words are actually tied together, with the greatest of the words being love. Let's begin with Ezekiel chapter 33. The Lord had called Ezekiel to be a prophet of God, and Ezekiel grew up in Jerusalem and served in the temple as a priest. Ezekiel was taken into captivity to Babylon along with King Jehoiakim. Most people are familiar with Ezekiel chapter 37, you know, the valley of dry bones coming to life. Now, with the length of the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel is considered to be a major prophet along with Isaiah and Jeremiah. Ezekiel chapter 33, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, with Ezekiel established by the Lord as a watchman. Just as a watchman on the city wall watches the surrounding area to give warning to the city. A watchman's duty, therefore, is to watch. A watchman watches. The person who is a watchman is to look out, to keep watch. See that everything is safe and it's all clear. And then when something seems amiss, a watchman sounds the warning. When the watchman sounds the warning is to be heeded. The warning is to be responded to. Early in the morning, two men were manning a radar screen. They're at the radar unit in Kahuka Point. Kahuka Point is located in the mountainous north coast of Oahu. This radar picked up a blip that gave a warning, as the radar was designed to do. The radar had recently been installed and was only operated from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. The morning in question, the radar was ordered to shut down at 6:45. But with little experience and the desire to gain more experience, the new novice radar operator kept the radar running. An enormous blip appeared on the radar at 7:02, a blip that was 137 miles away to the north. A message was sent to the information center that was 50 miles away at Fort Shafter. Message was left there. Operator called back to the radar center at 7:20. The lieutenant on duty at the information center said the blip was a dozen B-17 bombers flying in from San Francisco. The watchman was not heeded with the warning, and the effects of failing to pay attention was the devastation of December 7th, 1941, that began at 7:55 a.m. Almost an hour's warning had been given by the watchman at the radar that was not heeded. Ezekiel is a watchman. He's warning the wicked man to change his ways. But what is unique here is that there's a charge given to Ezekiel as the watchman. Well, actually, this is a warning to Ezekiel as the watchman. The Lord has given Ezekiel the words to speak, "O wicked man, you will surely die." These words of warning Ezekiel is to speak. Now, if Ezekiel's too afraid to speak the words, to speak out to dissuade the wicked man from his wicked ways, the wicked man surely will die for his sin. Even more conspicuous is that the Lord will hold Ezekiel accountable to speak the exact words. And failing to do so, the wicked man's blood would be on Ezekiel's hands. Ezekiel's responsibility as prophet is to speak the word of God. Failing to speak the word of warning, the Lord will hold Ezekiel accountable. Now you and I, we are to be watchmen concerning God's word. Being watchmen is not being judgmental. Warning about traveling down the path of sin and self-destruction is not being judgmental. Speaking the words of truth that God's word declares is to move their hearts to repent. Doing so is not being judgmental. Rather, it's being a watchman who is warning properly and rightly. For you are a watchman over other men's souls. You are your brother's keeper, and you're called to warn unbelievers with the truth of God's holy word. Now, keep the word watchman in your heart as I move to the next word, love, from Romans chapter 13. And I have to tell you, this verse from Romans chapter 13 has been on my mind, in my heart, all week. I just can't shake the verse. It keeps coming back to me over and over, coming back to really dig into me. And perhaps this verse will dig into you too. It's Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. That's where today's sermon title comes from, a debt of love. Here are a couple parallel translations of the same verse. This is the English Standard Version of Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves one another has fulfilled the law. New American Standard Bible translates Romans chapter 13, verse 8 this way. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. New Living Translation of the same verse. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. Romans chapter 13, Paul begins by writing what is owed to those in authority, that is, respect and honor. Then Paul transitions to what is owed to everyone. In particular, Paul writes about this obligation to love. Our obligation to love. As followers of Jesus Christ, we are to love as Jesus loves. This is our obligation. Our obligation is to love one another, to love other people. This loving others is as a debt that can never be paid in full. We'll always have this debt to love others. Meaning we will always have this obligation to love others. What does this obligation look like? This obligation to love look like? Paul points to the commandments and lists a few. Commandments of the living God. If you really loved, you will not commit adultery. If you really loved, you would not murder. If you really loved, you would not steal. Or in other words, if you really loved, you would not loot. If you really loved, you would not covet. You got the picture? This kind of love, this debt of love, does no harm to another. This kind of love would bring peace to Portland, peace to Seattle, peace to Chicago, peace to New York, peace to Rochester, peace. It brings peace all around the world. This obligation to love, it stopped the looting. It stopped the violence. It put an end to the rioting and so forth. Now turning our attention to the word greatness. That word greatness from Matthew chapter 18. The disciples came to Jesus to ask, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They were looking for an answer that pointed to one of them as the greatest. Need to remember, before this, there's that special place of Peter appears to be in. That place when Peter confessed Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And there's that other time that there's a special place appears to be for Peter, James, and John. They were placed in when Jesus took them up the side of the mountain to where Jesus was transfigured before them. The Gospel of Mark and Luke gives a little more insight that both write about these disciples arguing over who was the greatest. Who would have that place of greatest honor, place of greatest privilege over the others? Who would have that? Who would have that place of honor and privilege? And they're arguing over this even as Jesus was showing him the way of suffering that was coming to him in Jerusalem. Greatness was on their minds and in their hearts while Jesus was on his way to the great suffering to come in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, where Jesus will be betrayed, be crucified, and die. And on the third day, rise to life. In answer to the disciples' questions, who's the greatest? In front of the disciples, Jesus calls over a very young child to come and stand before them. This child would be younger than 7 years old, more than likely around age 4 or 5, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, but somewhere that. So a young child is standing before them as a visible lesson. And as that little child there is standing before them as the visible lesson, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The disciples are told to change. And that word change means to do an about face. About face from their quest of greatness to a quest of humble service. As this young child is completely dependent upon his parents, you, as a disciple of God, be completely dependent on the Lord. Be so dependent on the Lord that what others may say about you does not matter. Have no concern for greatness. Rather, focus on serving others, even serving this young child. Matthew chapter 18, verses 5 and 6. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. In other words, serve, humbly serve and protect the young child. Protect the innocence of the child. Don't place things in their lives that will cause them to stumble, to fall, to sin. Three scripture passages, three words, watchmen, love, greatness. Get the real understanding, though, with that middle word for your Christian faith and your Christian walk. That understanding of love surrounded by watchmen and greatness. For your walk with Christ will be radically transformed with this understanding. What it means to be a watchman that loves, to be one who humbly serves with love, which is the way to greatness, a debt of love. Seeing each life situation as a debt of love. Seeing in that person you meet with eyes that say, I owe you a debt of love. See that person with a debt of love. It will tug your heart in a different way, so that you will treat them differently. I owe a debt of love to you. I will serve you. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. This debt of love is for all people. The ones that are easy to love, and the ones that make life so miserable, we would rather hate them than love them. But those very same miscreants are owed a debt of love, too. That's what Paul is expressing here. And Paul is echoing Jesus. You'll see from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 46, Jesus speaking. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Even the tax collectors are doing that. The finished work of Christ on the cross that redeems by the precious blood makes this kind of love possible to come alive in us. A supernatural love that is not constrained by human effort or human emotions. It is a love that is Holy Spirit fueled and driven to make Christ known to others. As we sang, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And we will sing in a moment, Faith of Our Fathers. And the last stanza of Faith of Our Fathers, we'll sing these words. Faith of our fathers, we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife. Proclaim thee too, as love knows how, by saving word and faithful life. This love drives us to be a watchman, to ring out a warning that this culture is destroying lives with lies about human sexuality, causing young children to doubt the way God created them as male and female. Ring out the warning as a watchman that the mainstream media is destroying reality and distorting reality by creating narratives to manipulate public opinion rather than reporting the unvarnished and truthfully the facts of events. Declare the warning as a watchman. The tech giants are manipulating search engines with algorithms that favor their worldview to gain power and sway your perception. Shout out the warning even. As a watchman, the church is being swayed by these very same things and losing its first love of Christ and Christ alone to be more acceptable by the prevailing winds of public opinion. Are any of these things as a watchman I'm warning about? All of these things as a watchman need to be warned about. Do any of these who are doing these things really love as Christ expresses? Or are they causing little ones to stumble and fall into sin as Christ warns about in Matthew chapter 18? Being a watchman, full of love, we need to speak these things out. Living the faith, as Paul is guided by the Holy Spirit to write as a debt of love, is so that we would really love our fellow man. And there is the greatness Christ speaks of. By truly loving our fellow man, in humble service for our fellow man, and by doing that, we share and we show Christ as Savior and Lord. The redeeming work of Christ in our hearts and in our souls is what enables us to love thusly. And when asked why we love as we love, why we love as we do love, the answer is Christ and Christ alone. We love, yes, we love as we do, is because of Christ and Christ alone. Now, what the Scripture is showing us to be and showing us to do, it's not easy. Yet that is exactly what the disciples became and did do. This is exactly what the early church became and did do. This is what the martyrs of the faith in the early history of the church became and did do. They loved so thoroughly and powerfully that even the games in the Roman Colosseum came to an end because of Christian love. This Christian love even conquered the great and mighty Roman Empire. And this kind of love will conquer the chaos of these days too. Just as our faith of the fathers did all through the generations, through the eons, this very same faith, a debt of love, will conquer the chaos of these days too. With these three words, watchmen, love, greatness. May these three words, watchmen, love, greatness, stick in your mind all week, and longer as needed, as they make their way into your heart and into your soul, so that everyone in your eyes you see as a person you owe a debt of love. And in this way, the reality of Christ will come alive in you, for you will see them and love them as Christ sees them and loves them. That individual person you will see and love as Christ sees and loves. You will treat them differently. You will treat them Christ-like. And through your genuine love, and through this compassion that you will have, you will lead them to salvation in Christ. And that's really what it's all about. Watchmen, love, greatness is bringing another to salvation in Christ, where the finished work of Christ on the cross will redeem their souls eternally. And you can do that by living a debt of love for others. You can't do it on your own. You will need the supernatural love that the Holy Spirit will give you. So be that watchman. Seek the greatness of humble service and love with a debt of love for all. Do it all for Christ and Christ alone. Amen and amen.